Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now.
Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. That's us.
That's us.
Hello. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we are getting out of the closed restaurant times. And that's what the podcast is going to be about today.
Yay! My favorite thing.
The first week of being open and hearing how it's going at Ye Olde Breakside, because I am very interested in how it's going. I have a feeling it's... stressful for you and everybody else opening right now, because there's lots of things you got to follow. But we'll get to that today as we continue doing COVID podcasts, because, well, it's still a thing.
It's still
just
a thing.
Ask Texas and Florida.
It's still a thing in Arizona and Georgia
and North Carolina and South Carolina.
I heard there's a herd immunity rock festival in Wisconsin happening later this month.
That's gonna go well.
Yeah
I mean, I guess the intent of herd immunity is to get it.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
Yeah, go.
I will not be participating
I will not be participating in anything that is exposing me to COVID, unless I am unknowingly being exposed to COVID.
Yeah, right.
Because it is super effing contagious.
Yes. One of my favorite things about COVID, though, that I hope stays forever, is grocery stores. Like, waiting in line to go in the grocery store is not a big deal, especially when you get in and there's nobody there.
I haven't had to wait in line in a long time.
It's awesome.
New season's up to the amount of people you allow in there, I haven't had to wait in line there. I haven't had to wait at Market of Choice nor Safeway. I've been good. It's been fine for me.
Maybe it's the new seasons I go to.
It's probably busier.
Yeah. Trader Joe's as well.
So you can find the podcast almost everywhere that you find podcasts: Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Omni, Radio.com, 1080thefan.com. If you have yet to do so, leave a review. Give us a rating, a star rating, or whatever your various podcast things allow you to do. And download the episodes and subscribe, because it helps us out. And then you can find us on social media. Both of us have been a little bit lax on it the last week or so, but Instagram.com/beersonus. Feel free to PM us there if you'd like to chat about beer or have any thoughts on the episodes. You can also reach us on our personal pages. I am at PDiddy085 on Instagram. That's not me. Nope.
You are?
That's you.
Nice, dude.
I am at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. That's me. Who am I? What day is it? What month is it? What year is it? Who the hell knows? Patrick's at PDD085 on Instagram. So if you want to reach us personally, that's where you can find us. Patrick is doing one of his last Instagram Live, Facebook Live music shows today, Thursday, the 25th, 7 p.m.?
Yep.
So if you have been enjoying those, make sure to catch it, because they're ending soon.
Yep, they'll be there. I don't know what I'm going to do today. It might be a short one. I'm not sure. I'm really tired. That's the whole reason why I'm kind of retiring from this. I'm just a little spent. Work's been busy. And
I think we're going to find out why you're tired in this episode. My week in beer this week was not super noteworthy, to be honest with you. I was really trying to think about what I had, and nothing stood out. I finished the Phaedrus's, which were great.
Get on that. I still haven't had one yet.
I have a Hop a Wheelie in the fridge right now, which was one of my favorites from Boneyard, and I didn't want to spend the extra $5 for the RPM, so I, not the RPM, the Hop Venom. So I got the Hop a Wheelie. And
it's $5 more?
It's more. I might be exaggerating with $5, but
I guess it makes sense to be more, but I hope it's not $5.
That'd I think it was like 10 or 11 for the six of Hop a Wheelies.
Okay.
And then it was like 14 or 15 for like the Hop Venom. And I was like, nope.
Dude, 11 bucks for a six pack of Boneyard beer is such a great deal.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, because they have to compete because the other prices of the six packs are about that.
Right.
So, you know.
I love $10, $11 six packs. They're the greatest.
But the Hop Venom was like, ooh, I liked this beer a lot when I had it, but I'm not going to spend that much money right now. And then I got a Rippin, Sun River Rippin in the fridge right now. But I really don't think I had anything super noteworthy this week that I remember, which is sad. You know, I usually go on Sunday or Saturday and grab myself a couple of 500 milliliters, and I just kind of try new things and have some old reliables, and I did not have anything super noteworthy, so that was my week. Sorry about it.
But let's see.
Enjoyed Hop Wheelie again, so if you haven't had that yet, go get it.
I grabbed some stuff yesterday that I haven't dived into yet. There's a new IPA out from Von Ebert that I wanted to check out. I drank some more Built for Speed.
I'm still waiting for that Facebook post of the conversation with Von Ebert, right?
Oh, right. No, I've done the Von Ebert. I need to do the Block 15.
That's it.
Gosh, Block 15. I keep forgetting that. What else, Stu? What else was I drinking? Got a fresh 4-pack of Punk Rock Time from Barelick. Drink was excellent.
I think that's a double drink because it's Punk Rock Time,
God,
too.
I love that beer so much. What
are you
else?
Guys drinking yet?
What else have I gotten into?
Because you should be.
I keep drinking. I keep going back to the well on this. It's like, funny enough, because they're kind of named the same thing. You remember how I just wouldn't stop drinking the summer IPA from Rubens?
I do.
Well, now I'm the summer pale ale from Fremont.
Oh,
I
yeah.
I just can't stop drinking
it. We had that last night.
Yeah, it's
solid.
Just great.
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. It's simple. It's easy. And I like to crush it. I've also had some Ecliptic and Stormbreaker beer, but we will get to that later.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Those are two breweries I've not had in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do a collab?
Nope.
Oh, all right.
We'll get to it later on.
Okay. I'm confused because I thought I knew what the beer of the week was.
You do know what the beer of the week is. This has nothing to do with beer of the week.
Oh. Now I'm extra confused.
Extra confused.
See, we prep before the show, can't you tell? I have no earthly idea what he's talking about.
It's all right. We'll get there.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
Do you feel the suspense? Because I feel the suspense. I want to know. But first, I want to know about how the reopening is going. It's funny. When I found out Multnomah was opening, I was very happy.
Mm-mm.
I got my haircut, which was well overdue. My hair was at a point of no return. I had been enjoying it long for a while, and I was like, oh, you know, I actually kind of like it long. I think it looks pretty good. And then it got to a point where, like, the sideburns were all, like, squirrely and curly, and it was going over my ears, and I couldn't control it, and it was falling flat, like, over my face, a little Dumb and Dumber look. And I was just like, I need to go get a haircut. So when that happened, that was a big positive for me. And I was really excited that a lot of the restaurants that I like going to were going to be open. And then I started realizing what it's going to be like to go to a restaurant. And I've been to one since things have reopened, only one. And I talked about it last week. I think I went to Westgate in Beaverton, and it was a fine experience, but I still felt a little bit weird about it. And I have yet to go out to a restaurant, although Saturday's my birthday, so I might go out somewhere and, you know, do something just to get out and do something special because, well, we've been in the house for a long time.
How lucky for you to get to do something on your birthday.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I sat at home and did nothing.
I know. But it's Saturday, which is nice, and I don't work on Saturday. It's my only day of not working. But
I'm going wine tasting this weekend.
Ooh,
la la.
Very nice. I don't know what I'm doing or where I'm going, but I'm going to try and do something because, well, I might as well. It's my birthday.
Sure.
But there's still kind of there's a weird vibe to it to me of going out now. And it's nice to have the option back, but there's part of me that I'm not uncomfortable. I'm not, like, scared of doing it. I just, it's more inconvenient.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I want to deal with the inconvenience of it at the moment just to go to a restaurant, you know? That's kind of how I was viewing it. And maybe that's a negative to hear from your perspective because you work there, because it's like, I'm a consumer.
Right.
And I'm kind of sitting here going, like, it's open again, great, but it's kind of inconvenient and I have to wear a mask before I go and eat my food and this and that and this and that. And it's, oh, it's just, you know, there's these rules. I can't just go to the bar and have a beer and talk to people, you know?
The no bar thing is really rough.
Yeah.
Because, like, on a day like today where I have off, I would love to just, like, sit at a bar and watch the rest of Chelsea Man City and have a beer.
Yeah.
But going out by yourself is kind of weird right now.
Yep.
Yeah.
because that's where you would go to the bar.
Exactly.
And you'd make friends. You talk to people, talk to the bartender, you know,
exactly.
Watch some sports. And so now it's like, do you want to sit at a table by yourself?
No, not really.
No.
So the only way to go out, in my opinion, is if you go out with people.
Yeah.
But you got to find, you know, it can be a little bit of a challenge sometimes, depending on your scheduled hours of the day, to find somebody that's also in the same mindset of you that isn't afraid to go out or isn't awkward.
Yeah.
It's not as easy.
Yeah. So that's just kind of where I'm at right now. I think some of it might just need to be like beaten out of me because, mm-hmm. you know, we've had 3 months of not being able to go out.
Yep.
So patterns have changed. Ideas have changed. Plans on weekends have changed. And, you know, one of my favorite things was every Saturday I'd go to a restaurant. That was like the weekend routine.
Yeah.
And obviously that stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And now I kind of got to just like break myself back into that routine again because I loved it. And I think, I just got to force myself to do it, but there's still that little wall for
yeah.
me. So that's just kind of how I feel, but I'm curious how it's going because I feel like it's either a bananas packed because everyone wants to go back out or it's kind of confusing for people.
Well,
or both.
A little column A, a little column B, and then a little column C of the unknown. At least for us on Friday, we were super busy. Like slammed, like to a point where
it was hot that day, right?
It was hot that day to a point, but a lot of this we're just kind of learning on the fly, like everybody is. Everyone I've talked to in the industry, it's all kind of a case by case basis, and we're trying to figure out as we go. And it sounds like everyone's Friday was a nightmare, but that's kind of was to be expected. At least for us, when Saturday came around, kind of stopped, breathed. Looked at some ideas.
Wait,
at
Friday
some
was the first day, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I was trying to. I was like, has it been 2 weeks? No, this is week two.
This is week two. Okay. Yeah. So, and then Saturday was still a nice day, but we were able to kind of slow down a little bit, breathe. We kind of knew what was going on. We were able to figure it out. Fast forward now, we're a week later. We'll see what tomorrow brings because it's another Friday.
And nice weather, I think.
And it's going to be nice, so we'll see. But for the most part, at least I can say, as far as Slaptown, like we've kind of got it figured out for the most part. You know, we are being extremely diligent about cleaning and stuff like that. It's a new normal, sure. The best part that I have found is that most people are extremely patient. Now, I haven't worked yet since the mandatory face masks, but I know a lot of places have already instilled that at kind of like a company policy. And now it's a county policy, so you've kind of have to do it. So we'll see.
Even though Multnomah County said they're not going to enforce it, but.
Well, everybody's going to do it, so so you're going to have to get used to it. What I've seen and what I've really enjoyed is how understanding and how patient people are. You know, for us, we're kind of in a counter service model right now. So people are being patient. You know, we used to have this mantra that when you walk in the door at Breakside, you should get a pint of beer in your hand within 4 minutes. And unfortunately, current situation, that is not the case. Oh, I don't think that went in. I hate my life.
Patrick live watching Chelsea Man City.
Pulisic almost got a second goal, and he should have, and I don't know how he missed it.
Is Man City still tied?
It's tied 1-1.
Yeah.
71st.
Liverpool will win the title if Man City loses or draws. So.
Which in my entire life of being a Liverpool fan,
has never happened.
Since 2004, has never happened.
So, that's the distraction.
That's the distraction, so I apologize. But
it's not 4 minutes, it's... and then you put your hands up and almost cheered.
But for the most part, it's going okay. And I have been out. I've been to a couple other breweries to see how they do things. I've been to Ecliptic, and I've been to Stormbreaker.
Aha.
And
somebody was on North Mississippi.
Somebody was on Mississippi, and I kind of live in that neighborhood-ish, so that's kind of a pre-COVID and now post-COVID, I guess. But I saw some stuff that I thought worked really well. Like at Ecliptic, all their tables are all outside. There's no tables inside.
They do have that parking lot, so I guess that makes sense.
It's all in
sense.
That giant parking lot, and you wear a mask, and you walk up to the host stand, and they give you a seat. Now, you can either order from the host stand, or you can go to your table, and they have a little QR code that you scan on your phone. Whole menu comes up. You order what you want. You pay for it right on the app. You can tip there. It's super easy, very user-friendly.
So you have to have an app, or it just
no,
goes
it
to
just
a website?
No, it just goes to a website.
Okay.
Yeah, it brings up Chrome or Safari, whatever you use on your phone. And it's all right there, and then they have a...
I use Netscape. Is that going to work?
That's going to work, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And they then call your name over a loudspeaker, your table number. So they're like, table 10, your order's ready. Kind of like an old drive-in kind of burger joint. And you walk up and you grab your stuff and you go back to your seat. It works. It works really nice. In fact, I feel super safe being at Ecliptic.
Okay.
To the point that I've been there twice.
Cool.
Also, I had Starburst, which was tasting fantastic. Very good.
Any good dark beers on there right now?
I didn't look. Yeah, sorry, dude. It was hot, dude.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. So I enjoyed that. And then at Stormbreaker, you know, they have half the street beach right next to them. So they're on the corner of Mississippi and Beach. They have half of Beach closed with tables out there.
Really?
Yeah, and everything's distanced. They still have servers, too.
That's cool. All masked up, I imagine.
Yeah, they're masked up. And then there's some rules. Like, some of the safety rules are you can't... Like, you can bring beers to the table without gloves on. Because in theory, your hands are clean. That glass is clean. What it is clean. So you can set it down on the table. Now, the tricky thing, and this is probably where it becomes kind of a nightmare for servers, is you set down those fresh beers. If you have empty pints, they can't grab those.
Oh.
You have to be gloved.
Okay.
So then someone else comes back around, or you as a server have to go in, wash your hands, put gloves on.
So why not just have gloves for the fresh new beers if you just have to be gloved?
Because honestly, gloves spread contamination more.
Mm.
And so in theory, if it's a clean product, you don't want to use gloves because you could potentially be spreading it.
Gotcha.
To where the CDC says the best way to do it is just wash your hands. Which is what we do anyway.
Right.
If you see my hands right now, they're like falling apart dry because...
And you already have dry skin anyway.
Yeah, so. Because my hands just do not love washing, you know, 60 times a day. So that's how it is. I think, you know, I'm sure other people might have some war stories and some things like that. But for the most part, things seem to be okay, I guess.
Is it stressful?
Yeah. If I'm being honest, it's a little stressful. And I think... A lot of it is part of that, you know, part C, the unknown, is we're still trying to figure out ways, like, how do you maintain, at least for me personally, like, how do I maintain good customer service, but also be speedy enough to get people what they need and have time to sanitize? It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. And it's not hard stuff, but it's like our brain has to be completely rewired, you know? Like, I have this theory that I've been kind of sharing with my staff and my coworkers that's like, the biggest thing that I wanted us to take out of this is to slow down. So there's a giant line of people trying to get beers. And your thought normally as a bartender is, oh, got to get through that line. Got to power through. Got to get everybody beers and food as fast as I can. Got to get it. What we learned on Friday was the faster you get through that line, the faster you get people beers, the more people are standing around drinking. And so the whole concept of potentially slowing down means if someone waits in line for 10 minutes instead of 5 minutes, in that extra 5 minutes, another table could open up.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're able to kind of like evenly disperse things a little bit more. And to be honest, if somebody is waiting in line and they think they're waiting too long and they want to leave, unfortunately, go for it. You know, there's someone right behind you. So I think in this time, just be patient, all that kind of stuff. I know Mississippi on Friday, their opening night, because I stopped by there, or Stormbreaker on their opening night, I stopped by there after work, and they said they were on an hour and a half wait since like 4 o'clock. So.
People want to go out. Yeah.
And you got to wait. And that's kind of how today's life is going to be. And Mississippi in general is going to be tough. There's only 4 bars open on that strip right now.
Yeah.
It's Prost, Interurban, Stormbreaker, and...
Ecliptic. Yeah. I think, at least in this city, people are accustomed to waiting for things. I mean, a lot of restaurants here don't do reservations. A lot of really popular places are often an hour and a half, 2 hour waits. I'm looking at you, screen door. So, I mean, people are accustomed to it. Now, going to breweries generally never a wait or very little wait. But I think that with that mindset already existing in this city, I feel like it won't be quite as big of a deal here as it might be in some other cities where people are used to faster service or used to reservations or that kind of stuff. What's going on? Man City scored?
No. VAR just confirmed a handball on Fernandinho, and it's a PK for Chelsea.
Oh,
we're
boy.
In the 77th, 78th minute. Fernandinho, I believe...
Oh, boy.
Just got a red card?
Was it an intentional handball?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Just saw it. Tammy Abraham came in, and he threw his hand at it. You know, not quite Luis Suarez style, but... Or, yeah. Was that Luis Suarez?
No. I don't remember.
Yeah. not quite Suarez style, but for Uruguay in the World Cup a couple years ago, he just like batted a ball.
I don't remember that. Yeah,
they won the game. They advanced. Ripped the hearts out of Ghana, but they did it.
But yeah, so I mean, that's just kind of how I view it. It's now 2-1 Chelsea, and
2-1 Chelsea.
Liverpool's on the way to win the title.
I've never loved Willian more than I do right now, and after this game, I will go back to disliking him heavily.
I'll just grow his hair like he used to have.
Yeah,
right.
That is true. I did used to have that. Pep's all angry.
Any final thoughts on that?
Not really. I mean, I
feel like people understand. I feel like people are willing to be patient for the most part. Our cases in the state seem to have plateaued at the newer higher numbers. Every day it's somewhere between like 150 and 200 new cases, which is obviously a lot more than the 30 or 60 that we were having before, but it's better than just like every single day climbing, which is good. It's good to have the plateau, I think, because it means that yes, we knew there were going to be more cases when we opened up, but it's not spreading at a rate that's insane.
Right.
So if that's the case, that means good news for some of the counties that have the mask requirements in terms of potentially entering phase two sooner than you might think, and stuff like that. Plus, obviously, we're still hopeful for getting a treatment out there soonish that will allow things to be even more back to normal.
Yeah, and if you guys out there listening, you know, let us know where you're going. Let us know places that you feel safe. You know, like I said, as someone who works in the industry, you know, and it's somebody who is fairly cautious about this. You know, I have a lot of people in my life, you know, my girlfriend has kids and my mom has had, you know, crazy health scares over the last year. So I'm fairly cautious, and especially because I work in it as well. But I stamp of approval. Like, my girlfriend and I went to Ecliptic again for the second time. We met some buddies there. We were like, oh, let's check it out. They're open. And we're kind of like, oh, this works. Enough that we went again. And I've been to Stormbreaker twice. And I don't think I'm going to go all the time, but I stamp of approval, feel safe at those places.
Good.
And I would love to hear other places that you guys feel safe at. So,
and like we said last week, if there's any places that you're feeling a little uncomfortable, let us know.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's important information to have right now.
Yeah, I wouldn't want anybody to go somewhere and not feel safe and other people fall into that. Right. So, yeah, please. You know, I'm interested in what, like, Ex Novo's doing. Because I saw some stuff on their Instagram page about that. So I'm curious. Oh, and moral of the story, the Starburst at Ecliptic was fantastic. And I had a handful of hops. And then they had a dry hop Strata IPA at Stormbreaker as well. Those two beers both were tasting great. The only thing I didn't like about Ecliptic, it's plastic cups.
Well, you throw away
your plastic cup.
Yes.
Yeah, I just hate plastic, and I hate drinking out of it, and I hate the amount of waste.
But in the current times, understandable.
I suppose I understand.
Understandable.
Yeah. So just
less
be patient.
To worry about for the restaurant. Yeah.
Be patient. Gotta figure this out.
Yeah. Let us know any places you've gone and what you've experienced so far. It'll help. It'll help me because I've still been a little bit nervous about getting back out there and doing kind of the old rounds that I used to do. But you know, comfort me. Make me feel better, please. Okay?
Please.
We do have a beer of the week next. It is,
we do this every year.
We do it every year. I think you already know when we say that. It's not Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Whoa, I wish it was.
Well, maybe we'll like it. Who knows? Beer of the week next. Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Beer of the Week time here on Beers and Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris.
Not falling for that again.
Patrick is currently stirring.
We call it rousing.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
He's rousing the beer, a.k.a. he's flipping it upside down, right side up, upside down, right side up, and now it exploded on his face. No. Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Beer of the Week this week is three-way.
Three-way from Fort George.
From Fort George. Do you remember the first year we did the podcast?
How
excited I was to bring Three-Way on as the beer of the week for like the third or fourth episode.
Yeah.
And you looked at me and went, you fool.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Silly rabbit.
I thought it was okay last time I had this. Those glasses are deceptively large. The fact that you filled half of the beer into each.
Yeah, right.
we're drinking out of basically OJ glasses.
And it looks like OJ.
It does. It fits, actually. It fits perfectly.
Can you take a picture of this with your phone? My phone is currently busy.
Busy with the potential title winners, yes. Yeah.
If I start crying on air, it has nothing to do with anything but the fact that Liverpool's Buck be a champion.
Who are the other breweries in this, and what's going on?
This year, so Three Way, if you are unfamiliar with it, Three Way is a collaboration Fort George does every year on an IPA with two other breweries. This year, it is Structures Brewing, which is a Washington, Seattle area brewery. I actually think they're even closer to Bellingham, if I'm not mistaken. And Level, Jason Barbie and the crew out there, out by the airport, Level Beer, and Fort George. It has been a hazy IPA for the last, I don't know, 3-4 years. Used to be clear IPAs, and it used to be really cool. I've been fairly disappointed in this beer over the last few years. It could be because, you know, it's hazy and I'm pretty biased against them, but I just haven't loved... I haven't loved the hop character. I haven't loved the body. I haven't loved the aroma.
Well, last year's was an experiment and a half of three different beers in one can.
Yep, that was rough.
And we only knew that because of Reddit sharing a post of how they poured it into multiple glasses and it was different. And we did it. And it was a clear beer.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a hazy. And then it was...
Muck.
Muck. That's a great word. Bravo.
Yeah, I work in beer.
Yes, you do. All right, so
now I'm open-minded. I'm always open-minded, and I've had some stuff from Fort George lately that I thought was okay. Look, was pretty good. Like the Sunrise Oatmeal Pale was great.
We do not like hazies. It is no misunderstanding with any of our listeners. I imagine that we do not like hazies. We like to make fun of them because it's easy, but we will always try a hazy if it is presented to us. And we've had a couple that we've enjoyed. And Patrick said he's found more. He's been experimenting with it more than I have, but he's found more that have been doable. Right.
Right.
I have the best one I had recently that was a surprise to me was the Clarity Rarity from Bailbreaker. That was enjoyable for, I mean, Bailbreaker just makes amazing beer, but that was enjoyable for me being a hazy because it wasn't over the top. Just looking at this looks over the top. It looks extra pulpy. I don't know anything about Structures Brewing.
I've had some cool sours from them.
I think I've seen too many hazies from Level, to be honest with you. So,
oh, they do stuff. Yeah, their most popular one is Stable Genius.
Oh, is that a hazy?
Yep.
I have seen that.
Yep, Stable Genius is the one I know.
I think they're
of.
Doing Quarantine Edition Stable Genius now.
Stable Genius, it's clearly a shot at El Presidente. That's kind of their big one, and people have really liked that.
Okay. First sip. Pleasantly surprised.
Okay.
The bitterness really comes through.
Yeah.
In a way that I wasn't expecting based on the look. Hold on. It's interesting. Okay. The nose is not great. But I like the bitterness of this. It is a little bit too juice bomby at the back end of the palate, which is not the best way to leave the sip for us because it's not what we love. But I like the bitterness up front. I've had so many hazies that have such low bitterness in it,
mm-hmm.
and it's literally drinking juice.
Yeah,
and this is at least bitter. It's at least an IPA. So you know what? Bravo for that. Save face from last year. I thought last year's was terrible, and I'm not gonna pull punches on that. Last year's was terrible. This one, okay. I see what you're doing. At least you give some of the West Coast IPA guys a little bitterness and hops in the front end of the palate.
I find this beer extremely dry. I find the bitterness is coming from this pretty rough, chalky taste I get. I will not drink any more of this beer. I find this beer really bad.
Okay.
Yeah, I really, really don't like this.
It's better than last year's, I think, but...
Sure. I don't even know. I am struggling for my palate to find any sort of pleasantry from this. It could be a personal thing. It's not a shot at the breweries, not a shot at the brewers. This beer could not be more not for me. I don't like the aroma. I get this like gritty, yeasty, chalky kind of flavor in the mid palate, and it just finishes a little sour. And I'm out on this.
Yeah, I think the worst part about this beer is actually the aroma, which is...
This beer is a definition of a drain pour for me.
And
I came in open-minded.
Yep.
I'm being honest with that.
I came in open-minded,
I'm even going to take another sip.
I'm enjoying it more than I thought
mostly
I would.
Just because I want some beer.
Although, you saying gritty kind of put that in my head, and you're right. It's like sandy. It's like there's something going on in the middle.
And I smell and taste diacetyl, and that could just be me. Yeah. I don't have the greatest palate when it comes to that stuff, but I just, I do not like
when
that.
When was this one canned?
Oh, like the 16th?
So a week ago? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I guess it's to be expected that we wouldn't love it because it's three-way and it's a hazy, but, you know, we'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
Constructive, at least, not just ragging on the beer. But I like the bitterness. There is some chalkiness to it, which is not great. The nose of the beer is not great. The back end is the worst part. Oh, okay, I changed my mind. The nose is not the worst part. The back end is the worst part because that's what's lasting in your palate.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little bit of a sourness there. Overly juiced. And hey, if that's your thing, you will love this beer.
Yeah.
If you're a three-way person, you will like this beer because it fits the mold, but not for us. So.
Not for me.
Sorry about it.
Sorry. Not sorry.
Three. All right. That's going to do it for us today. Hopefully, when you hear this podcast, Patrick will be a fan of a champion Premier League side.
4 minutes away.
We're trending that way. Man City's down to 10 men. They need to score 2 goals to not make it happen. We'll be back next week. Again, we want to start doing things out and about, but we also want to be respectful of the places that, you know, we're putting spaces out there. And, you know, we don't want to take up space and have interviews and be not social distancing and all that kind of stuff when people are not comfortable doing that yet. So we'll just keep rolling on and keeping you updated on what's going on. And maybe we'll do a style. Maybe we'll do a tasting room. We'll do something like that. Or maybe let's experiment. We haven't done that in a while.
Sure.
Do something like that next week. But we'll still be here. Find us Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, OmniRadio.com, 1080TheFan.com, and then Instagram.com/beersonus. You can DM us on there. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Traces.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.